Blog Talk Radio.
Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right, so again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Now, today's word of the day is pugnacious. Pugnacious. Pugnacious is spelled P-U-G-N-A-C-I-O-U-S. Pugnacious. Pugnacious is an adjective, and it means having a quarrelsome or combative nature. Okay? Having a quarrelsome or combative nature. Okay, you're always, you know, in that mood where you want to, you know, push somebody around. You know, you always got that combative look on your face, combative sound in your voice, combative attitude. You know, that's pugnacious, you know. Someone say, man, you're pugnacious. Look it up. You'll see. So, you know, that's our word of the day. Now, today's weather. Wow. Right now it's 78 degrees in the ATL, sunshine. We're looking at a high today of 91. Saturday, partly cloudy, 89. Sunday, cloudy, 88. Monday, thunderstorms, 90. Tuesday, sunshine, 92. Okay? So, and you got a pretty nice week next week, you know? A pretty nice week next week. Now, you know, we're just waiting I'm just waiting to take some time off, guys. I need some time off, ready for some time off. I think everyone is, you know, ready for some time off. And I hope that we, you know, come back in full stride, right? Okay, so that's our weather. That's our word of the day. Let's go ahead and get into the show. Now, I'm not going to run too long on the show today. This topic won't take, you know, long at all from me. But before we get into the show, I just want to say, these women out here who are together with some of these guys who are, you know, not bringing them up. You know what I'm saying? You got to have somebody who's next to you. You know, that's what I'm going to say. Who's next to you, not behind you or whatever. Someone who's next to you, you're next to, that will, you know, y'all are intertwined where you lifting each other up. You know, you're trying to, you're constantly trying to lift each other up, help each other to grab a hold and do more together, right? Together. And of course, today is Free Fall Friday. Excuse me. Wow. Today is Free Fall Friday. So that means that anyone can call into the show and, you know, you can listen live or you can talk about whatever you like. It's Free Fall Friday. So everyone's, all lines are open for you guys to call in and talk about whatever you want. We'll talk about politics, religion, sex, relationships, bubblegum. I don't care what it is. We'll talk about it because today is Free Fall Friday. So today's show, what I'm going to talk about real quick is that there is no honor in beating your woman. And you say, well, Frank, you know, what do you mean by that? I mean, you know, there is no honor means that, you know, there's nothing that you're going to get out of this. There's nothing you're going to get out of beating your woman. I mean, what are you going to get out of beating your woman? What are you going to get out of that? So, and, you know, these guys out here, some of you guys who are, you know, listening to the show right now that do this, that beat, you know, your woman, I don't understand how you guys get by with yourself. I don't see how you guys even, you know, can feel good about yourself. You know, beating on your woman. Man, go to the gym or something and play some basketball and beat on one of them guys, man. Go beat somebody. Go to a gym and hit a heavy bag like the boxers do. Or you know, go take a swim. You know, go hit some tennis balls if that's what you do. But if you get to the point where you have to swing on your woman, your significant other, She doesn't have to be your wife. She could be your girlfriend. She could even be your friend. And you swing on her. I'm talking about men that beat women. Man, there's no honor in that. And like I said just a minute ago, what I mean by no honor is that you get nothing out of it. You get zero out of it. And you could say you get a negative 000 out of it if someone calls the police show up, and they put you in handcuffs and take you to jail. That's money out your pocket, not just your pocket. It's your pocket and her pocket if y'all are, you know, like that. If y'all are husband and wife or living together or whatever. Then that's money. You done beat her. You done knocked her down, whatever, hit her in the face, busted in the face, whatever. Now the police came and locked you up. Now you're in jail. Now it's going to take whatever, $1,000 or something to get you out. $1,000 of y'all's money that you don't have to give to the court system. That's all they want is your money. Man, they'll slap you on the hand for anything if you got enough money. Like, son, can you pay $1 million fine?
A million?
Yeah. I don't think you can. Can you? Can you pay $1 million fine?
You said a million?
Would a million to get me out of this stuff and back home? Yeah, a million. That's what I'm going to set your bun at. You know, you need, well, I'm going to set your bun at somewhere you need $1 million cash. Okay, boom, he hit the gavel. And he said, okay, Judge, can I make a phone call? And he called and get the money. But what I'm saying is if you got the money, they'll let you out. You got to stay in jail. But if you don't have the money, now, that's another story. So, like I said, you done beat your girl. You done went to jail. You done cost y'all money, cash money. And then when you get back home, at some point, if she let you back in, I wouldn't let his ass back in. I tell the judge, he slapped me around, Judge. I don't feel good about this man. And get him out of there. And they'll come and they'll help you get him out of there. And tell him if he come around again, you're going to lock him up again. You get nothing. You get nothing out of beating your woman. Man, I'll tell y'all a quick story. Pretty funny to me. So this girl was living with this dude. You know, they living together. They all living them, for a week or two. But they done signed a year lease, you know what I'm saying? And they done moved in together for the first time, and they all living them, for a couple of weeks, and then things get real. So they get into a little argument in the kitchen at their apartment. And bam, he slapped her, whatever, bam, bam, slap her around a little bit, tell her, I told you to stop talking. And then the next day, she just up and she grabbed her purse and she walked out. She walked out of the apartment. He like, where you going? She was gone. All right, I'm telling y'all this story. And then she left. She was gone probably about half hour, 45 minutes. So he started getting kind of anxious about it. And she came back home. She sat in the house for about 10 minutes, okay? And then, you know, here come a knock at the door. It was just like that. It was constant. Tick, tick, tick. Tick, tick, tick. You know the little chant, the little bouncy thing they have on the door? They pretty heavy. If you use one, lift it up and drop it, it'll be like, bam. It's hitting the door hard. So you're like, bang, bang, bang. You're knocking on there. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. And they were like, man, what's going on? And he went to the door. And he opened the door, and it was her four brothers. So they walked in on him and whooped his ass. I mean, beat him down. And then told him, if you ever hit my sister again, you might not make it through this. See, so there's no honor in being your woman. And I know it's women, it's men, it's women beaters out there. It's men beaters out there, too, or whatever you call it. It's men beaters out there, too. Because some of these women are beating on their man. Their man at the house taking their ass whooping. So, you know, that's what I'm saying is that, you know, either way, it's wrong. We got to get away from some of this domestic violence, as they call it. We got to get away from that. Because it's only going to get uglier and uglier. I've seen it firsthand. When I was growing up at maybe 5 years old, my dad used to come home, he'd be drinking, and you know, they weren't even married at the time. He and my mom weren't even married at the time. But he'd come home, he'd be drunk, he'd come over. And then before he leave, you know, he wanna try to kiss on her and she don't wanna do it and he push her around and stuff like that. So the last time that he pushed her around was the time that he tried to push her around. But then both my sisters, my older, you know, I'm the baby of the family. I got two older sisters and an older brother, right? It's my two sisters, my brother, and me. Well, my two sisters and my brother, they commenced to whacking on him. They, you know, they jumped on him. He was drunk. He, you know, he couldn't, you know, you can't fight when you're drunk, right? You just, you know, kind of getting beat down. So they jumped on him, pushed him out the front door, knocked him down in the front yard. Okay? My brother beat on him. And then next day, you know, the police showed up. You know, my grandmother drove from Crosstown. She done showed up. And, you know, that was the last time that my dad touched my mom. Because he knew that now. Now both these boys done grew up. I can't mess with her mom, they mom. You know what I'm saying? That happens in all over the place. Probably happened in your family. But at some point, you know, it's got to stop, guys. If you've been doing that, say right now, right today, shut it off. Cut it off today. I'm never going to do that again. Right today. Bam, right now. Cut it off. What time is it? 10:20. Cut it off right now. 10:20. Friday morning. June 15th. Cut it off right here. Right now. Cut it off, guys. It's nothing good about that. Somebody see you out with your woman and she got a bruise on her face or her cheek, her eye, whatever. She wearing sunglasses trying to hide it, whatever. She got a bruise on her arm, stuff like that. Man, that's abuse. Nobody deserves that, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. You know, if y'all want to fight somebody, come fight me. I'll shoot you. Huh? I'll, you know, come on over here and fight me. I'll shoot you. Because I, you know, I don't fight no more. All I do is shoot. So, you know, man, lay off these women, man. Because some of you are going to end up really getting hurt from one of these women's, you know, brother or uncle or something. You know what I'm saying? Or even maybe one of these women's sisters. Come on, man. Because somebody care about them more than you do. And they'll blast you for that. They'll blast you for her. They'll give up their life to save her life from you. You know? Man, we gotta think more, man. We gotta think long and hard. And again, go out there and hit a golf ball, hit a baseball, shoot some basketball, you know, swim, play some tennis, whatever you do for fun. Man, I tell you, I like to go fishing. So if I get upset and I could go to the lake and sit there and throw my hook in the water a few times, maybe catch one or two fish, stay out there a couple hours, man, I'd be awesome. When I come back home, I done forgot about that fight we had. You know. I don't forget about that arguing we had. I'm like, man, what are we going to eat tonight? That's, you know, man, that's the beauty of relationship with a woman. Now, I don't know about relationship with men. You know, y'all keep that stuff to yourself. But that's the beauty of relationship with a woman. Is that you can come home to her. And man, she's already maybe had dinner cooked, or she's in the middle of cooking, or she's saying we gonna cook in a few minutes. You know, whatever the deal is, man, that's something awesome to come home to. To bust that up and to make that a bad thing, where you come home and next thing you know, we arguing and fighting. You hear furniture, boom, 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 boom. Oh, hey, fighting again. Get in there. You know, that kind of stuff, man, there's no way to have a relationship. Hey, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Hey, you guys call me. Tell me what you think. Or say anything. Remember, it's Free Fall Friday. And again, guys, you know, we bring up this stuff and people say, Frank, don't talk about that. Don't talk about that. Well, why not? I mean, I got an experience with it. I had a firsthand experience with it. And that's something I said that I never do to my wife. Man, just walk away. Everybody's not meant to be together. You know what I'm saying? You can say you're in love and get married to a woman, and then when y'all live together, you can't live together. It's fighting going on. You know? It's fighting going on. And man, all I say is, man, just cut it out. All right? Just cut it out. Hey guys, that's all the show I have for you today. Take care of yourselves. It's the weekend. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I'm going to try to have a tremendous weekend, and I hope you guys be safe. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you guys back here. I'll be doing the show on Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, take care, guys. We'll see you. Remember, Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock, right here, Frank Williams Show. Take care, guys.
This is how we do it. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the street.